Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, wasn't that amazing? Greg James and Steve Carell and Tina Fey. Pretty impressive. Lots of love coming in for all of them. On 81100, not so much Greg. Mostly Steve and Tina at the moment. That was good. However, there is a problem because we were going to do a special game with Steve Carell as he left the building, which is going to be part of Oh, What's Occurring Today. And let me just play you the jingle that I've made specially for it. But he ran off. Can Steve Carell spell? It was a game to see if Steve Carell could spell, like a spelling bee, and we would give him various words and see how good he'd be at spelling them. Like, for instance, hippopotamus. Or Millennium. In fact, I made a couple of jingles. This is the music that's going to be on it. What we're going to have to do now is actually get people that can do Steve Carell impressions to play on today's Oh, What's Occurring, because he's run off. He's a very busy man. He's got, like, other interviews to do and stuff. So if you can do a wicked impersonation of Steve Carell, then you could be on today's Can Steve Carell Spell? And we've got out of the legal complications of this, don't worry, because there's a disclaimer.
Can Steve Carell spell?
This is not actually the voice of Steve Carell. The part of Steve Carell is played by a Radio 1 listener. See, we've got it all sorted. Just text me if you can actually do a decent impression, 81199.
Same level of spelling as Steve Carell as well, otherwise that'll be cheating.
Yes, please.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Ash.
Scott.
You all right?
All right.
Okay, could you be our Steve Carell for today's Can Steve Carell Spell game in the absence of actual Steve Carell?
Can Steve Carell spell?
Your best impression, please.
I love carpet. I love table. I love lamp.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson!
Might call you back at 5:20 then.
You might.
I might. I can't promise anything.
Right. Okay.
I thought it was good.
Like I said, there'll be a lot of people texting in now, so just... I'm not going to say that we will call you back. It's a might, all right?
I am Steve Carell the second, so I've got to be the best out there.
Was that 42-year-old virgin?
It was.
Okay, we might call you back.
Okay, though.
Love you, bye. Anyone falling for rubbish, lame April Fools today? Last night on my Twitter, just after midnight, I was sending messages to the team at Unofficial Mills saying, thanks for a great 6 years, thanks for all your support, and I'm quite sad about the closure of Unofficial Mills as they turn it into Unofficial Fern. And loads of people were tweeting back going, what? They can't do this? It's madness! And totally fell for it. Some people realised it was April Fool, but we got in there quite quick, straight after midnight. Me and Jono, who runs the fan site, were on there.
You see, I didn't quite get it. I just thought that there was going to be another site, Unofficial Fern.
Oh, no.
And I thought Jono was going to run that one.
And I was hamming it up a bit, saying, oh, it's really sad after 6 years that this has to end, but keep smiling, everyone. Love, Scott. And some people did fall for it. But I'd like to say, because Jono, who runs the site, has been getting hate mail all day, could you please, next time you go to unofficialmills.co.uk, be aware that it is still a fan site, an unofficial fan site for this show. It's still on. It was just a little joke. A lame April Fool joke.
I was going to say, did you hear any of Fern's pranks this morning? Have you seen what she's done to Greg's desk upstairs?
Yes.
She completely tinfoiled it. And also, did you hear when she gave Greg a pickled onion chocolate?
Yes.
Have you tried one?
No.
Oh my God, they're amazing.
Are you serious?
They are so nice. She came up into the office and she's like, I've got so many of these left. I was like, here's a dilemma. I like pickled onions. I like chocolate. Should I try one? She was like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And I did it. And they are amazing.
Is there any left?
And Boss Rob had one as well. Yeah, there's loads upstairs.
Right. Can I...
Do you want one?
Yeah.
Are you going to do one?
Yeah. Of course I am.
Did you not hear how horrible it made Greg sound when he ate it?
I didn't hear that bit.
He hated it.
I'm well up for that.
Oh, you are going to get you one
now. Pick an onion and chocolate.
It's good.
Doesn't sound like it should mix, but I bet it does.
It's a good look. I'll go and get you one.
Becky tried to pull an April Fool on, Matt Fincham earlier. It was up to her normal standard. I'm not going to play it now. I'm going to play it just after half
Don't
four.
Don't play it at all, because it didn't really work.
No, it didn't really work. if you missed us after six last night, we were talking about poor Matt Fincham, who works on The Moyle Show. His Wikipedia is about to be binned off. Why is that?
Well, he's going to be deleted by the 5th of April if he doesn't have any more sources on his page.
Basically, he's not interesting or famous enough to have a Wikipedia page, and they've told him that if he doesn't make himself more famous or more entertaining by the 5th, his page is going to be deleted.
He's off.
So a lady called Sylvia, was it, from Wikipedia, called Matt earlier.
It was a bad idea.
Don't expect too much. And that's coming up after 4:30.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Someone just called you a food weirdo, Becky. You are a bit. Someone likes onion rings dipped in Nutella chocolate. Actually, I can see that would be quite delicious. Right, so this is Greg's reaction when Fern tried to pull quite a lame April Fool earlier on Greg. So Fern has got these, like, chocolate balls. Did she tell him what was inside? It's actually pickled onion in chocolate. Here's what Greg did.
Oh, my God.
Your face! Spit it out!
Oh, it's a...
Little Alex covered some pickled onions in chocolate, but not that one that I ate.
Oh, it's so horrible.
Now, I'm going to try this, because I reckon it's going to be a taste sensation. You know, I do like weird food like this. So here
all
it is.
All in one.
All in one?
Yeah.
Do you dare me?
That's what I did. It pops in your mouth. Go for it.
Oh, my God. That is amazing. There's nothing horrible about that at all.
No. It's good, isn't it?
Try that. Seriously.
Like it's the new Easter egg.
Oh, I can taste the pickled onion coming through now. Okay, all the chocolate's gone. It's just onion now. Okay, I'm going to ride it. I'll ride it. I'm telling you, the pickled onion and chocolate combo is pretty good. You'd think it would be gross. Not at all. Everyone's going on the text, oh, that's horrible, that's minging. Try it for yourself. Just put a pickled onion in chocolate. Chocolate surprise! We could do a new game where we just cover weird stuff in chocolate. A bit like...
Sausage surprise!
Only with chocolate. Try it. I'm telling you. It works.
Hi there. You played a song today. It was about 2 o'clock, or maybe just after. You played Pink after it. I'm just wondering the name of the song and who sings it. It's a male, if that helps.
Right, OK. That's really not a helpful Dear Scott message. If you're going to send in one asking what a song is, one, I'm not on at 2 o'clock, it's Greg. And two, you do need to be a bit more specific. You can't just say, it's a male, because that doesn't really help me at all.
Hi there. You played a song today. It was about 2 o'clock, or maybe just after. You played Pink after it. I'm just wondering the name of the song and who sings it. It's a male, if that helps.
Right, I'm going to say, because it so often is, you've got The Dirty Love by Florence and the Machine and Dizzy Rascal. That's a male. He's on it somewhere. Because that's on a lot. Yeah, I need more info next time. Right, it's nearly 10 to 5. You know it's Thursday when the Posh Radio 4's on. Reading out your emails on Dear Scott. Here's another one for you.
Dear Scott, Becky, PR4L, that which must not be named. I see the Hof is hosting wrestling in London on Monday. Are you going or what? Alex off of Stoke.
Do you know what, Alex? I've not actually heard from the Hof for some time. I don't know whether he's cut me off as a friend or whatever.
Fallen out?
I don't... No, the last conversation we had was pretty much like, how are you? Yeah, how are you? Fine, yeah. I'll be over there soon, is what he said. And then I've heard nothing.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's been quiet on the Hof front. So I don't know.
If he hasn't invited you, I wouldn't just turn up, because that's always awkward.
I won't just turn up and go, hi, it's me. And
well, I know how much you like wrestling.
Yeah, I love it. If he calls, I might go. And the thing is with the Hof, he's quite lastminute.com, so like, he literally will call me like 2 hours before and go, hey, I'm going to this wrestling thing tonight. You want to come? But no, as of yet, not heard nothing.
P.S. Hugh played Jay-Z on the carbon neutral bike last night, and when he sped it up, it sounded exactly like Eminem.
This is part of Hugh Stevens' amazing Wednesday night show on Radio 1 at 9 o'clock. We've had a go on this bike before. Basically, this bike, it's very green. And, well, not in colour, I mean green as an eco. And it's attached to an old school record player. And the faster Hugh pedals on the bike, faster the track goes on the record player. So here he is playing Jay-Z last night.
It's hard to maintain a constant speed, isn't it, by the sounds of things?
Well, when I had a go before, it was really hard because you pedal fast for a while and that's when he sounds like Eminem. And, but then the natural thing is you can't maintain that level of pedal. So... Yeah, I know what you mean. A little bit.
How
I love that bike.
Go on for? Bless you. He must be getting fitter doing this bike every week.
I know. Listen to that show. It's really good. It's totally weird and random, but one of the best shows, I think, of a night time on Radio 1. Hugh Stevens. Next!
Hello, Scott. I was listening to your show's podcast and heard your new reality TV addiction is Jersey Shore.
Uh-huh.
As a resident of New Jersey, I can say they're considered a bit of a joke. However, you may like this video. Keep up the good work. Todd, off of New Jersey.
Got sent a video?
This is a video of some kids that have done like a parody of Jersey Shore.
If you've not seen Jersey Shore, it's about these people who wear far too much hair gel and cruise around on the North Shore in New Jersey.
They're not dissimilar to you, to be honest, with the amount of, amount of time they spend on their appearance, like tanning and hair.
Yeah, a lot of tanning, a lot of hair product. But they have muscles, which is where I fail. But apart from that, same. Anyway, here's Young Jersey Shore, the parody.
I love being at the Jersey Shore and I love being in Britain.
Right.
It's important to hit the gym hard every day. Come on, bro, one more. Come on, bro, one more.
Yeah, so that's them being the stars of Jersey Shore.
I think it might be one of those things that you have to see.
I think you may be right there. I think that was them hitting the gym, which they also do a lot. Watch it on MTV, it's on Sunday
nights. They spend most of their life just in the club, in the gym, or in the lawn doing laundry, don't they?
Yeah. I've also had quite a few emails from people saying, from New Jersey, saying, please don't confuse those people on the TV show with us people from the South Shore. It's completely different. So I'd like to point out the people on Jersey Shore are from the North Jersey Shore, not the South. People in the South get very funny about it and don't like to be confused with them at all.
Do they not tan themselves or go to the gym?
Not as much.
They don't look after their appearance as much.
They're just not the same as the people in the North. Next.
Dear Scott, subject, parry grip. Was listening to the show yesterday and I agree with Becky. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway is the best.
Is it though? Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. This is on our blog at the moment. It's a man that watches YouTube videos and just sings what he sees. And then there's cat flushing the toilet.
He's a cat. Flushing the toilet, he's a cat. Flushing the toilet, he's a cat. Flushing the toilet, he's a cat. Flushing the toilet.
Yeah, you get the idea?
You don't need any more to make you laugh, though.
I don't find it as funny as you do. Next!
Hi, Scott, Becky and TOTDS.
Hi.
Last Wednesday, you were on about house names, Turtlehead's Castle and stuff. We used to live next to a couple who called their house Telovens, which is an anagram of Love Nest.
Ew.
Classy. The only problem was that if you had seen the couple that lived there and actually imagined them using it as a love nest... Love you, Tim, off of North Yorkshire.
Thanks, Tim,
for
that.
What was this? You were talking. Was this when I was off? You were talking about. I can't even say it because it makes me laugh.
It wasn't Turtlehead's Castle. It was a house that I looked at. You know, I'm looking for a house to get at the moment,
okay.
A new house. And in the brickwork, which means you can't really get rid of it, it said Turtle something. Turtle Castle, I think it said. Turtle Cottage. And then we just got to talking about people that have names for their houses. So it's like the Ridings and stuff like that, which I think is weird. Anyway, the Love Nest sounds fun. I'm not buying that anyway anytime soon. Next.
Hi Scott, I will be listening to your show from my balcony eating breakfast in the sunny Caribbean. Ugh. I am living in the Cayman Islands and listen to your show all the time. I moved here in November from Cornwall and it's great to be able to still hear Radio 1 wherever I am. I love it when your weather forecast says it's raining and cold in the UK. It's a mere 28 degrees here today.
All right.
Very sunny.
Yeah, okay.
Just wanted to say thanks and you are doing a great job. If you could play my favourite song, that would be amazing. It's The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony. Thanks, Harriet.
Do you know what, Harriet? I wouldn't normally play The Verve, but I'm not going to on principle, and that's because you keep rubbing it in about how hot and sunny it is where you are. Nothing worse. We've had, like, the coldest, harshest winter ever. Think of the poor people in Scotland at the moment. Mm. They've got loads of snow in Ireland, on the Scottish borders. It's not nice weather. And then you are bragging about your 28 degree heat in the Cayman Islands. There's someone else who's doing this at the moment.
Who's that?
I'll tell you after 5 o'clock. It's a celebrity. It's getting quite annoying on Twitter. All they do is talk about how hot and sunny it is where they are. And it's like, hello UK, today it's 29 degrees where I am. I'm just having breakfast in the sun. I'll get lost.
It's not Angelica Bell or Mikey Underwood, because I follow them.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Someone's saying, is it Kat Deeley, the celebrity that keeps bragging about how hot it is where she is in the world? It's not Kat Deeley, actually, no. And hello to Scott and Yasmin, who say, hi, it's me and my girlfriend here. We're listening in Lanzarote on our balcony in the sun, drinking rum at the moment. We would like to know the actual temperature here because it feels real hot. All right, that's enough now. Don't be rubbing it in. It's raining, all right. Near Loughlincoln. I'm going to Amman tomorrow to work for 8 weeks. 37 degrees there tomorrow. All right.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, we got word yesterday that Matt Fincham, off of the Chris Moyle show, had got some bad news from Wikipedia that he wasn't famous enough or interesting enough to warrant having a page on Wikipedia, and that they were going to take it down and bin him off it by the 5th unless he did something about it. Bad times. So, what with it being April the 1st, Becky thought, ha, I'll do an April Fool on Matt using the voice changer. Now, you'd think after working on the show for a while now, Becky would know that the key to a good prank is not to laugh. Anyway, he didn't believe it for 1 second, but I want to play it to you anyway. This is what happened when Becky called up pretending to be an important person from Wikipedia for an April Fool to Matt Fincham earlier.
Radio 1.
Hello, is that Matt?
Yes, it is. Who's that?
Sylvia from Wikipedia here.
Sylvia?
Having some problems with your page. Something about not being famous enough.
Well, yeah, not really problems. I just need to get more sources, apparently, just to kind of verify that I exist, I think.
Well, we've had a number of...
Sorry
about that. We've had a number of emails and phone calls asking us not to delete your page, but unfortunately we're going to...
Sylvia, are you all right?
Yes.
Hello.
Sorry about that. I'm getting this flu thing, you know.
Sure.
As I was saying, Matt, we're going to have to delete your page unless you can answer some of the following questions.
Okay, shoot.
How do you feel about being blamed for the bill being axed?
I'm very upset, really. It's nothing to do with my appearance. If anything, I gave more publicity to the show by broadcasting it on Breakfast.
What do you really think of Chris Miles?
I think he's a wonderful guy who's often misunderstood and frequently misrepresented.
What song?
Is that still you, Sylvia? Your voice is fluctuating. Sylvie, would you rather if I hung up? I mean, what's the comedy out for this?
Scott, stop it! You're making me
sound
like...
What is wrong with your voice? I don't understand what you're saying. It's just a high-pitched noise.
Hang on a minute. Scott,
stop it! Stop it!
Oh my God, it's painful! Stop it!
And bye. And now it's Sally May. Last one of the week for Oh What's Occurring. Hiya.
Hello.
What's been happening then?
Not too much. Oh, well, yeah, actually, last night was a bit weird.
Why?
I accidentally twittered my telephone number onto the Twitter.
How do you accidentally do that?
Now, I know. I thought that if I sent a photo to you the Twitter phone number, that it would post a photo onto Twitter, as anybody would imagine. Well, I wrote a lot, though, anyway, because that's what I do with the words, so that's how it works. But I did it, and it showed up on the page as a text message would to a phone. So it said, you have one new message from plus four fours.
Oh, rubbish.
I know, and I didn't know this because I was out at my friend's house having dinner, and I got back, but I just want to thank everybody who did see it. They didn't actually...
Did no one call?
The number. No.
No weird brilliant. Texts?
No, nothing. And then they all just basically said, do you realise you've done that?
Okay. So you're all right today, apart from giving out a phone number to everybody?
I'm not too bad at all. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you.
Yeah.
Everyone loves you on the show, mostly, okay? The only people that don't are saying that they wish you could speak a bit faster sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
Has this been mentioned to you before?
No, because I know I'm doing it. I know I'm doing it.
What is that? Is it just that you take a while to think of things to say and then it comes out really slow?
Yep. I'll speed it up a little bit, it's fine.
Would you mind trying that today?
Yeah.
I've got an example here, right, of what we'd like you to sound like, okay?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Very nice. I had a little, Twitter message from somebody. It hadn't directly sent it to me, but I found it, and I was having a little bit of a Twitter. I
just sped you up a little bit there.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Was that me?
That was you, listen, yeah.
Very nice. I had a little, Twitter message from somebody. It hadn't directly sent it to me, but I found it, and I was having a little bit of a Twitter.
Just moves things along a little bit more, Sally Mae, you know what I'm saying?
Or even
if you can manage it this fast. Will you give that a go for me in a minute?
Yeah, I can do that for you.
It's 5:25.
Ow! What's occurring?
It's our daily quiz. You just guess what happened next. Text me your scores to 81199. Here she is, trying to be slightly faster than before. It's Sally Mae from Nuneaton.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, that's considerably faster already.
Yeah, it was.
It's much better,
yeah. Yeah, really good. Okay. Your aim by the end of this today is to get as fast as this, right?
Very nice. I had a little, Twitter message of somebody. It hadn't directly sent it to me, but I found it. And I was having a little bit of a Twitter.
All right, no pressure.
Twitter.
Okay, let's play the first situation.
Oh! What's occurring?
You know the Queen?
Yes.
You know she's got an iPod?
Has she?
Yeah. It was ages ago, 2 or 3 years ago she got one.
Is it engraved on the back?
Yeah, bound to be, isn't it? With the crown and all that on it. Sally Mae, what do you think the Queen's favourite song is of all time?
Oh my God, now I've got to talk really fast and I can't think because I've got to think at the same time and answer.
Just keep talking and then...
Favourite song would be... Oh no, can you ask Becky first?
The Queen's favourite song, let's ask Becky first.
I can't think.
N-Dubs.
The Queen?
Yeah.
Which one by N-Dubs?
I Need You.
Right, I Need You
by N-Dubs. I think she's N-Dubs. Na-na-na.
Okay, Sally Mae, I need to have an answer. Fast.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Oh, I see what you've done there.
Oh, that is good.
See what I did.
That is brilliant, that.
Okay.
Okay, so Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. That's what you think the answer is.
Yes.
So, we went out to Stupid Street. We asked them, what do you think the Queen's favourite song is? Let's see if your answers are in there.
What's the Queen's favourite song of all time?
Justin Bieber, Baby. She's got Bieber fever.
Has she though?
Well, it's got to be something by Queen, hasn't it? She'll go, she's a killer, one, the dynamite and the laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind.
The Queen's favourite song of all time is probably Happy Birthday, because she's got two of them.
Queen's favourite song of all time has got to be Britney Spears' Hit Me Baby One More Time, because I think the Queen will look like to sort of get up and dance to that, It's a jumpy song, it's a pop song, everyone can relate to it.
What do you think is the Queen's favourite song of all time and why?
Maybe something by Metallica or such, yeah. Some metal. You don't know, maybe she has a side, we don't know.
What do you think is the Queen's favourite song of all time?
She likes Chesto.
Probably something by the Arctic Monkeys, I'd imagine, just because their lyrics are pretty good and they're sort of pretty relevant to this modern day and age, and I reckon she's that sort of lady.
Killer Queen, obviously. I think she probably does a bit of a shuffle and a turn and then some Saturday Night Fever going on.
Poker Face, because I think she probably pretends she's a stamp while she starts singing along to it.
Can you give me a little bit of impression?
I don't know. How does the Queen sing? Can she sing?
If she could sing, how do you think it would go?
Poker Face, poker face.
What do you think is the Queen's favourite song?
Jack Johnson, perhaps. I think she likes to relax.
Do you know what I would have said, even though it wasn't in there?
What?
I reckon she listens to Bublé.
Yes. Mm. I wish I'd said Tiesto, because I wouldn't have thought of that, but it was in there.
Tiesto. So. Imagine it, though, round the palace. Just haven't met you yet. You can imagine that.
Oh, I thought Home would be her favourite.
Oh, Another Sunny Day. Actually, yeah you're right. Queen was in there, Killer Queen, but yes. Not Bohemian Rhapsody. Yes. So I can't give any points.
Soz. Right.
Oh, what's occurring?
Next one. Plan B was in the Live Lounge with Fern Cotton yesterday. Very good. Did a cover of Pass Out and also did She Said, current single. Then there was an interview and Plan B said, do you know what I mean? Quite a lot. In the interview with Fern yesterday, it's a simple question. In the Live Lounge interview with Dame Fern Cotton yesterday on Radio 1, how many times did Plan B say, do you know what I mean? Sally Mae?
25 or something.
You actually are really trying to speed up now, aren't you?
I am really, yeah.
25. Becky?
40.
Let's find out. Here's Plan B from the Live Lounge. Do you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's just, you know what I mean? Like. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I mean,
Emma Bunting.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Too sexy for your party. Too sexy for your party. The way I'm disco dancing. Cause I'm a model.
You know what I mean?
And I do my little turn on the catwalk.
You know what I mean? Like,
what kind of mix of that? Right Said Fred track was that? The disco mix? Never heard that one before. Anyway, there were 20 know what I mean in the Plan B interview. Oh. Come on, Sally Mae.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right. Earlier, with Greg, the legend that is Steve Carell was in.
That's what she said. Yeah. Oh, it doesn't work with that, does it?
No, really not. Did you hear Steve Carell earlier, Sally Mae?
I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't.
Well, we thought that Steve Carell was going to hang around and play a game for us, which we devised before the show, about 5 minutes before, called Can Steve Carell Spell? But he had to rush off. He's a very busy man, and he had to do loads of other interviews, and he was running late. So he literally did Greg's show and then left the building with all the paparazzi following him. But I thought, we can't let an amazing feature like that go to waste. So I made a jingle and everything. Can Steve Carell spell? Now, what I thought we'd do is get people that do a good impression of Steve Carell to come on air and play Can Steve Carell Spell? So I put it out there. I asked you to text in if you do a wicked impression of Steve Carell. Sophie from Shrewsbury stood up to the challenge. She agreed to help us because she said she's a massive fan and does an amazing impression of Steve Carell. So, it's a simple question. We gave Sophie, who is now Steve Carell in the absence of the real one, we gave her five words. How many could she spell correctly being Steve Carell? You following this? Sally Mae?
Oh, yes, hello.
Out of five, how many could she get?
Three.
Saying three?
Yeah.
Becky?
Two.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh!
Here's our amazing new game. Can Steve Carell spell? This is not actually the voice of Steve Carell. The part of Steve Carell is played by a Radio 1 listener. Sergeant.
S-A-R-G-E-A-N-T. Sergeant.
Colour.
C-O-L-O-R. Colour.
Broccoli.
B-R-O-C-C-O. L I broccoli.
Baboon.
B A B B O O N baboon.
Diarrhea.
B I R R H O E A diarrhea.
And that was spelling with Steve Carell.
So how many did she get right?
She got two right and the rest wrong. So
do you know what? It would help if the two... if the people that had given us our correct answers, we got it done twice and they were both different, so we don't actually know,
right,
do we?
Oh, right, good. So that's a bit of a mess up with spelling with Steve Carell there.
But she said she spelled colour. Now... You buzzed her wrong.
Yeah.
But if she's being Steve Carell, then colour is
maybe
right.
Maybe that's right, because Americans spell colour without the U, don't they?
Mm.
So what do I do now? Oh, I hate it when I mess this up.
That's up to you. You're the master.
Do I give another point for that, do you think?
I think have half a point each.
No, I don't do halves. I'm all or nothing, me.
Who's in the lead at the moment? What's the score?
Well...
We're drawing, I think.
If I include colour, I think, then Sally Mae wins. I'm making this up. Anyone know out there? 81199. Did anyone take any notice of the score? I'm so sorry. Okay, I'm hearing it that Sally Mae has got one and Becky hasn't got any.
Right.
So that means, Sally Mae, that if you want, you can come back on Monday.
But if I get...
Yeah.
Just come back on Monday. It makes
this
it
look. Like,
no, actually, we're not even on Monday.
No.
Are we on Monday?
No.
Right, we'll do it on Tuesday.
I'm sorry about this.
I'm really sorry.
It's out of my hands.
We can't.
What's happened?
We can't spell either.
Okay.
So if you come back on Tuesday, what time do you get up in the morning?
6 in the morning.
Okay. Will you be available at about 8 o'clock on Tuesday? Because we're doing
that
the Chris Moyle show. Is that
no
all right?
No problem. That's wonderful.
Oh, thanks for helping us out.
Thanks.
Yay. Don't put your head in your hands, Becky. It's all fine.
Just get really annoyed when I lose.
Speak to you on Tuesday.
Yeah, speak to you on Tuesday. Have a nice evening.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Oh, what's the curry?
Now, before we do this, I'd like to say I do love Dannii Minogue very much. Dannii Minogue. And... she's just been named Australia's most beautiful woman today.
Has she?
She is gorgeous, yeah. Having a little baby soon, isn't she, with Chris?
Aww.
They're quite cute together.
They are.
Looks like she will be back for X Factor this year. There's one thing, Dannii, that's getting on my nerves, though, a little bit. Dannii Minogue travels a lot.
Amazing.
She's doing the auditions for Australia's Got Talent at the moment, their version of Britain's Got Talent, obviously. And she's also been in South Africa... recently, shooting some commercial, I think. So, all she seems to do on Twitter is talk about the weather, and it's getting me down. Because we've had, like, the coldest, harshest winter forever. It's raining pretty much everywhere tonight. And the last thing you need when you're checking your Twitter is Dannii going, wow, it's so hot today, 29 degrees in Perth. It's like, get lost.
Why don't you just unfollow her?
Well,
because you secretly quite like it.
Yeah, kind of. Mm. But it's also, like, when it's freezing outside, and the poor people in Scotland and Northern Ireland listen to this now, some people don't even have power, you know? The snow's been on in a big style. You don't really want to go onto Twitter and read, baking hot in Melbourne, 35 degrees, can't even sit out in it. Get lost. We don't want to know. Keep the weather to yourself. So what I thought we'd do now is an occasional thing where we actually do Danny Minogue's Twitter messages in a kind of weather forecast style. So just to annoy you even more if you're not on Twitter.
I was going to say, so rather than just annoying you now, it has to annoy everybody.
Yeah. Have you got some of her Danny casts there?
Yes, you keep sending them to me on email because it annoys you so much.
It does annoy me. I love her and all, but it's just like, yeah, okay, it's hot, brilliant. It's really cold here. I've actually had a jingle made as well.
Oh, Scott.
So if you could just do your best, you can do Danny Minogue, can't you?
A little bit.
All right, I forget.
I'll try. Sydney was smoking hot today. Back to Melbourne now.
Right, another one.
Hi, I'm Danny Minogue. Just saw the most brilliant sunset ever. Oh. Loving Melbourne's gorgeous autumn weather.
Yeah, it's 4 degrees here. One more, just to give you an idea of how much this annoys me.
It's gorgeous and sunny in Perth today. Off to auditions. Bring it on, Perth.
I don't care. We're all here in the cold. Thanks for all your comments about Danny Minogue's weather. A lot of people have noticed that that's all she does. And it's fine. I mean, fair play to her for being in a hot country, but it's just a bit annoying when we're just stuck here and it's just not even spring-like. I also noticed that on Twitter, somebody has just directly tweeted Danny to tell her that the Danny cast is now on BBC Radio 1, so I reckon she'll be in touch quite soon. Oh, is it time for another update, Danny? Oh, good.
Looking at cars in Parramatta, and it is so hot here, I could fry an egg on my forehead. 47 degrees.
Right. That's... You made that one up. She never put that. But it's that kind of thing. Podcast. Someone says, don't worry, Scott, it's nearly winter in Melbourne now, so it'll get nice and cold when it's nice and warm here. Mm. Yeah, just as Danny Minogue moves back to England to do X Factor.
Doesn't get that cold, though.
Does it not?
No. Not like freezing and actual snow.
Right. So do a weather forecast for winter.
Hi, it's Danny Minogue. I haven't got anything written down, so I'm going to make it up. It's quite cold, but not as cold as England in winter. 12 degrees.
See, it's not even cold. Anyway, enough of Danny Minogue's weather. Let's get on to Dear Scott, the stuff you've been saying this week on email and text, read out by a posh lady from Radio 4. First one, please.
Dear Scott, on Friday the 12th of March, 2010, I was listening to your podcast from the 10th of March, the one with King Curtis and Beck moving to LA. Well, I was driving along and found a part very funny and must have closed my eyes and crashed into the back of a car.
Right, people say this all the time. I crashed my car laughing. It's one of the most popular text messages we get if we do anything slightly comedy. And you didn't really crash your car laughing. You just meant that you're laughing a lot. But the amount of texts we get saying, I've just crashed my car laughing, not that many people would crash their cars at any one time.
I think if it was true by now, we'd have heard about it and probably been taken off air.
Yeah. But I think this sounds like an actual one.
Luckily, no one was hurt. However, my car was damaged. So please can you send me a cheque for £625 plus VAT. Please make cheque payable to Thomas. Thanks a lot.
We can't claim any kind of responsibility for that. We should have a disclaimer on this show.
What? Might be funny, don't close your eyes whilst driving.
That kind of thing, just to cover us.
Yes. OK, we'll let you off this time as the insurance company have agreed to pay out. But next time you make me laugh and crash my car, you may not be so lucky. Be warned. Thanks. Tom, Birmingham.
Thanks, Tom in Birmingham.
It just is to listen to a more boring show.
Yeah. What would you suggest?
I didn't think that one through, did I?
No. I'm thinking of a really boring show on Radio 1. Go on.
No, not on Radio 1. I was thinking about other radio stations.
What's the most boring show on Radio 1, Becky?
I'm not saying.
Tell me off air. Okay, that's what you think. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the PR4L and TOTDS. Hi. As a great fan of radio myself, I wonder if you, being the international radio superstar that you are, have been made aware of a little Australian radio show that I stumbled across this week. The Matt and Joe Breakfast Show, off of Melbourne's Fox FM, is a riotous mix of music and fun, unparalleled here in the UK, except by you, of course. From huge cake fights to the presenters fighting each other in proper wrestling matches, these hilarious people have kept me laughing all week long.
Oh, I'll be like that then. Listen to their podcast instead. No, I've not heard of that, but it sounds like fun. They basically just have food fights and punch each other a lot. We haven't really done physical violence.
The thing is, even if we were going to do a food fight, we'd eat it before we got around to throwing it at each other.
Yeah, we would. Like we've done with... Look at the chocolate today.
A box of chocolates, a massive egg, and another small box of chocolates, and two hot cross buns in 2.5 hours.
So, yeah.
That's quite good going.
The food would go. Today's been a bad day diet-wise. Next.
Yeah. Dear Scott, I'm just writing to you because after, what is it, 3 years? I think I might have the answer to a question you once pondered about.
Okay.
Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not one to normally take an interest in such things, but I was in the gym the other day, and as usual, there are the same blokes who tend to think it's okay to walk about naked for extended periods of time for no apparent reason. It's normally old men.
It is, and they're called showers.
Oh.
That's the official term for them.
Anyway, you did once ask why they did it, and every now and then, as I have to find somewhere else to look, I wonder the same. Until... as I was getting changed to go home, I noticed with some dread that the chap who had the locker next to me was standing in front of my locker on the phone without a stitch on. He seemed to be having some deep conversation which lasted the whole time I was getting changed. I tried to avoid this sight as much as I could and get out as quickly as I could. When I got outside, I went to get the chocolate bar I had in my bag to find it wasn't there. I knew it was in the bag when I had entered the gym, and even saw it as I was getting my clothes out of the bag a few minutes beforehand. The only possibility I can think of is that it was stolen by the naked man. He knew his very nakedness would result in my avoiding looking at him at all costs, and as such, he was free to take my Yorkie and no one would notice. My theory, then, is that these people spend copious amounts of time sans clothing, as it acts as an invisibility screen for them to steal the chocolate bars of those getting changed. I hope this helps. Jim.
Jim, thanks for that. What, so you say get naked and steal a Yorkie? That's what people are doing.
How many people who go to the gym have chocolate in their bag anyway? Surely you shouldn't be allowed.
Should be a protein shake.
You stole your favour, Jim.
Yeah, like, you're about to ruin all your good work there with the Yorkie. So, actually, naked guy did you a favour.
Not that stealing's acceptable to make people thinner, but...
No. I did see that again, though, in the gym the other day.
What, and
just the
naked
man with that... Yeah, and also the men with the hair dryers.
What are they doing with the...
Well,
no!
Yeah, it's not just that hair. I know, they do that a lot.
Have you done it?
Once.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.